We've been paying attention to Shang Tsung. We've been paying attention to Shang Tsung out here in these streets. And the story just gets better and better. Just gets more and more incredible. And we trying to figure out, is it really pay to play? What's going on? Is it disgruntled employees that then blew the whistle? Blow the whistle. Is it disgruntled employees that wind up blowing the whistle because they wouldn't take their $200,000 and just be quiet? Well, Shang Tao, Shang Tsung, decided that she finally wanted to speak out and speak to the issues and the problems that's happening over in Oakland and why she was being raided. Let's get into it.
Oakland is facing a number of challenges, including crime and business closures, even before the raid of the mayor's home. And some are questioning whether she can effectively lead the city with the federal scrutiny that she's now facing. Our crime reporter Henry Lee live for us tonight at Oakland City Hall with that part of the story. Henry.
Yeah, it's no secret Oakland's been facing these hot-button issues for a while now, but some say this FBI raid will only distract the mayor from these problems. The FBI raid of Oakland Mayor Shang Tao's home and her fiery response to it Monday comes as the city is facing an extraordinary number of challenges. The big question many Oakland residents have is, can the mayor handle it all while facing legal trouble of her own?
I think we should avoid a rush to judgment here. But on the other hand, I think it is a bad time for the mayor to be distracted from all the city's problems.
Her home just got raided. And this is one of the reasons why I think that we need to be keeping that same energy, because where it is, they give her grace. She a whole crime boss out here in these streets, allegedly. They giving her grace. See, y'all about to make me start having some sort of sympathy for Tiffany Hinyard. I'm never going to have sympathy for Tiffany Hinyard. However, y'all giving her grace. But y'all going after Tiffany Hinyard heavy in these streets. Heavy in these streets. Hey, I think we should reserve judgment. The FBI is just running in her house. Former chief of staff saying that she's pay for play. We going to give her grace, but we going to let her run roughshod out in these streets. Okay, my right, boy, I see what we're doing.
Problems like crime, business closures, and budget concerns. On Monday came official word. The Hilton Oakland Airport will close in August after 56 years in business, in part because of economic challenges after the pandemic. And on Sunday, Taylor J, a clothing store in the Rockridge District, had its grand closing a month after this burglary. 8 days before the FBI raid, Tao stood with new Oakland Police Chief Floyd Mitchell, whom she hired, at his first news conference to discuss recent arrests. On Monday, Tao made her first remarks about the mass shooting on Juneteenth that injured 15 people near Lake Merritt.
I am sickened by the senseless acts of violence. And I want every Oaklander to know that we will work hard to ensure that those responsible are held accountable.
At a rally outside City Hall immediately after Tao's remarks, retired Judge Brenda Harbin Forte, a leader in the recall effort against the mayor, said Tao should step down because she can't effectively govern the city.
And this is all deflection that the mayor is. She's trying to keep everybody from not focusing on that disastrous budget that the city council is about to vote on.
Oakland civil rights attorney Walter Riley is a firm supporter of Tao.
The mayor is on the job and doing that work that the mayor is supposed to do, manage. To do by charter.
It's causing even more mistrust in City Hall than individuals already have right now. I absolutely understand that.
Oakland City Council member Janani Ramachandran succeeded Tao in representing the city's Laurel, Montclair, and Redwood Heights neighborhoods. She isn't taking a stance on the mayor's situation, but she is focused on the city's mid-cycle budget, which has to be passed this week.
I am deeply concerned.
What the heck are y'all voting in here? Hold on, let me look at this. These are y'all leaders? I don't even know what this lady is. I don't know if this is a lady. What is happening in this country? Is this your leaders? Let me guess, a part of the Alphabet community, right? Oh, Jesus.
She is focused on the city's mid-cycle budget, which has to be passed this week.
Nose rings, tattoos, masculinity. The weirder you are, the more likely you are to be a leader of the community.
Concerned that we are nowhere near figuring out what council member amendments are, what the different proposals are.
So clearly it remains to be seen as to whether
we need is a tramp
people
stamp,
believe
right there.
That Mayor Tao can be an effective leader of the city while tackling the city's problems. Now, I ran into City Administrator Justin Johnson at the Starbucks here at City Center across the street from City Hall. He didn't want to go on camera, but he expressed optimism that Oakland can weather the storm.
Let's dig into Mayor Shang Tsung and see what she had to say. So she held a press conference just recently. And I want to dig into what she had to say about that.
Anyone else need me to do a mic check?
Nah, we don't want to get in all that. We want to just go straight to Mayor Shang Tsung. Where's she at?
Good morning. I'm Lee Hansen, Mayor Tao's Chief of Staff. As I shared earlier, the mayor will read a statement. We will not be taking questions at this time. If you have questions regarding the city business following this press conference, you can reach out to the mayor's office and we'll be happy to respond. Comments today will be focused on the shooting at Lake Merritt and the FBI raid of the mayor's home. Again, I will ask respectfully, the mayor will not be responding to questions following your statement at the advice of her attorney. Thank you.
Good morning.
So we all know that she didn't prepare this statement herself, so this was prepared on her behalf, but we're just going to go ahead and hear it out.
First and foremost, I want to take this opportunity to speak directly to Oaklanders about the events that have taken place over the last few days. On Wednesday night, a large, unsanctioned gathering at Lake Merritt turned violent.
Classic deflection move. Start to speak to, oh my God, it's a large gathering. It was unsanctioned. This happened over it. We don't want to hear none of that. We want to get to the meat and potatoes. Let me see if I can get past this.
Many people were assaulted. Senseless will work hard. Next of the shooting at Lake Merritt with me, great, fully with this because I am innocent.
Okay, let me get, there we go.
And I want to be crystal clear from me about this event or family news that the FBI of the shooting at city. The next morning, as we were dealing with this trauma of the shooting at Lake Merritt, our city woke up to the news that the FBI had raided the home that I share with my partner and our family.
Perfectly executed. Let me give her a round of applause. And I call bullshit. Sorry, y'all got some hand sanitizer? Let me get some hand sanitizer. I call bullshit. Let me get some hand sanitizer while we talk about this. Give me a second. Bullshit. My brother came by last night. And he wound up spending a night at my place, and my oldest brother. And I told him, I said, Trey, I gotta stop cursing. I don't know what's wrong with me. I said, it don't hit the same. You know what I'm saying? Classic deflection technique. Lead with something dramatic that happens in a community. We were dealing with this trauma, and then no sooner than we were dealing with this trauma, Oaklanders woke up to the news that people were raiding my home, and I don't know why.
You all deserve to hear directly from me about this event. I plan to be 100% transparent and cooperate fully with this investigation. And I want to be crystal clear. I have done nothing wrong. I can tell you with confidence that this investigation is not about me.
Okay.
I have not been charged with a crime, and I am confident that I will not be charged with a crime because I am innocent. Mm. Just like you,
innocent of what?
I am seeking answers from the U.S. attorney about what is happening and why. I wasn't offered the opportunity to cooperate voluntarily. Mm-hmm. As I receive information from the FBI and the U.S. attorney that I am authorized to share, I will share it with you all. Nothing is going to distract me from building on the progress we have made in the last 18 months. I am going to focus on doing what I came here to do. So let me tell you about what we have been doing since Thursday. Operations of the city have continued without interruption, as they do every day, in the capable hands of our amazing city administrator, Justin Johnson. I'm grateful to Administrator Johnson and the entire city workforce for remaining focused and dedicated to delivering services to the residents of Oakland.
You know what it is.
The work of making Oakland cleaner and safer continues. My role as your mayor continues. I will remain focused on supporting the City Council as they vote to pass a balanced budget this week. We will complete the transaction for the sale of the Coliseum property to the African American Sports Entertainment Group. I will not allow for this historic investment in East Oakland to be derailed. And we will continue to address crime head on.
Black people buying a Coliseum?
The timing of all this is troubling, and we should all be concerned. We now have an active recall campaign that is a waste of time and public resources, and I have questions that need to be answered. I want to know what probable cause the FBI has. What evidence have they collected that justifies raiding the home of a city mayor without notice and without the courtesy of a conversation? I want to know more about the handful of billionaires from San Francisco and from Piedmont who are hell-bent on running me out of office. I want to know why, the day following the qualification of a recall election, funded by some of the richest people in the Bay Area, seemed like the right day to execute a warrant.
Now she a victim. Okay. All right, I get it. This is classic Tiffany Henyard behavior. Now she's a victim. Now all of the billionaires are against her. Oakland has been ran into the ground, but they just so happen to come after her. Your own former chief of staff is out here saying that you out here doing pay for play, baby. Baby. And she's out here and she's saying basically she's a victim. They after her. They don't know why they want to get her. It's the most powerful people inside of the state that's coming for her. And I don't know why I got raided. They must have some inside connection to the FBI. Oh, my God.
I want to know how the TV cameras knew to show up on my sleepy residential street so early in the morning to capture footage of the raid.
Mm. Same reason they
and I want to know
to
why
place.
Fox News and Breitbart were so prepared to fan the flames and to tell a story that they want to tell, to bend the facts to shape a narrative.
Mm, okay.
I have a lot of questions and I will get answers.
Okay.
We all will get answers.
Looking forward, I'm going to cover this.
Like any mother.
I'm going to cover this the same way that we covered Tiffany Henyard, except more aggressively, because I think that Oakland is absolutely in shambles.
First priority immediately following the FBI intrusion was to ensure that my son and I were safe. It's hard to imagine now. By the time, my first thought was that the FBI was at my door to help me, to protect me. Just hours prior, a small group of billionaires from Piedmont and San Francisco had succeeded in buying a recall election to oust me in November. And in doing so, they were not only aiming to undermine the outcome of a fair and free election, but they empowered a dangerous man with a history of assault weapons violations to further attack me and my family. When the FBI broke into my house, I thought the worst had happened. That my choice to serve my city as a public official had threatened the physical safety of my family.
Can we get a round of applause for the acting? FBI. I got to do a whole article on this one. When the FBI broke into my house, I thought the unfathomable. That the my decision to serve my community and stand up to the billionaires that want to oust me had compromised the safety of my child and that the FBI was going to take their life. Come on, fam. She got to get in the movie. She should have been in A Color Purple. She should have been in A New Color Purple, bro.
My worst nightmare. But what it would turn out to be, a nightmare of a different, of an entirely different kind. When you are in that much shock and your life has been turned upside down and in an instant, it is hard to know who you can trust. But what I do know is that this wouldn't have gone down the way it did if I was rich, if I had gone to elite private schools, or if I had come from money.
Y'all, come on, man. Come on, family. Come on, bro. Seriously? This is her. Look, she don't know what's going on, but if she had went to private school or she came from money, this wouldn't be happening. This is the dumbest thing that I've ever heard in my entire life, bro.
I know that for sure because former elected officials are sitting safely in their houses in the hills right now with campaign finance violations piling up, mountains of evidence that prove actual wrongdoing.
That's everybody else's fault.
Their front doors remain intact. Their reputations preserved. Their innocence presumed until proven guilty. They will never face this indignity. This I know for sure because I was born poor in America. And that teaches you a lot about the world from day one. I know many of you know exactly how this feels. Sitting with your head in your hands, scared, angry, scared to look too angry in fear of how you might make the situation worse.
No, we're not.
Feeling the injustice in every bone in your body.
I can't believe I'm watching this.
Knowing if you cry out and demand for answers, you will do nothing but cement the judgment they have rooted deep in their mind. I see you.
So they were able to secure. Oh, that's my cover photo right there. Let me get a screenshot of that real quickly. That's my cover photo right now. You telling me they was able to secure a judge to authorize a raid on your place while at the same time simultaneously raiding the Duong headquarters and four other locations and a pay for play, and your chief of staff is saying, now again, and it's until proven guilty, we got to keep that same energy. But I thought that she didn't know what was going on. The first thing that she said was, I have no clue, and when I get to the bottom of it, I'm going to be transparent and I'm going to let you guys know what's going on. Now, she's a victim. It's because she wasn't. Now, okay, now. She didn't know, but this is why they're raiding her. Because she's going against the establishment. They're successfully buying a recall. The billionaires are after her. And it's because she wasn't born in a rich neighborhood and she grew up poor. Okay, got it.
I really see you. And I am your mayor.
Oh.
I am the mayor to call the, I am the mayor to all the Oaklanders who work hard, who are working overtime to do the right thing and to make the world a better place. And no matter how hard you strive and push and fight and stay positive, and that you don't give up because you believe in yourself and you know what you have to offer this world, that you just cannot catch a break. Well, guess what? I'm not going down like that. We're not going down like that. The people who voted for me deserve to have their voices heard and communities prioritized. I'm seeking the truth right now, just as much as you all are. But I will not be bullied, and I will not be disparaged, and I will not be threatened out of this office.
I wasn't expecting this. This is better than TV, man. I was not expecting this level of a performance from our Oakland mayor, Shang Tsung. Y'all, seriously, we got to give her another round of applause. Oh, my God. God bless her, Jesus. Lord, be offense. I was not expecting this at all. This is better than TV. Amazing.
There are a lot of radical right-wing forces who know they will never win an election in Oakland fair and square.
Okay, right.
They know their extreme views are at odds with our Oakland values.
She crying.
But they have built the rules to protect and preserve their power and maintain dominance over the rest of us.
Okay.
We are a threat to that order. I know that. The people who supports me know that. You see, this was never going to be an easy fight. But I tell you, it's most definitely a fight worth winning. I will continue to lift up those most vulnerable, to lead by example, to prove that this system might not be designed for us, but we can and we will build a brighter future for our children.
What? Hold on. Let me break that down real quick.
For us? But we can example to prove that this system might not be designed for us, but we can and we will build a brighter future for our children.
Okay, you just give me a second. I just gotta see something. I just like to do a little bit of just to understand. By race. Oh, man. I just want to do a look. I'm sorry. Give me a second, y'all. Let me work. I just trying to understand what the heck is going on out in these streets. All right. Which ethnic group has the highest family income? Asian Americans are the highest earning ethnic group in the United States of America. The median household income for Asian Americans, the median, at 87. However, Indians are the leading ethnic group among Asian Americans. Interesting. Okay, so no. I'm trying to understand. Who is the system designed for? You're the mayor of a major city. You live in one of the nicest houses in Oakland. If the system ain't working for you, then who is it gonna work for? Because apparently it ain't gonna work for nobody. If y'all at the top of the totem pole, I just got to do a little bit of a deep dive. Honestly, I'm just trying to understand because I want to make sure that we're not all victims here. Let's see. Indian, Taiwanese, Filipino, Pakistani, Chinese, Sri Lankan, Nepalese, Korean, Hmong, Japanese, Indonesian, Cambodian, Thai, Vietnamese, and Bangladeshi. On average, none of these people make less than $80,000 a year. 152, 122. This is the median household income among Asians, specifically the nationality. If it's not working for you, then I guess we all just might as well just shut the door. Who is these people? Who? Harpo, who the system gonna work for if it don't work for you? I'm looking at it. 152, 122, 109, 106, 100, 96, 92, 91. All of these numbers is above the median, is above the average. All of these numbers are above the average. All right. Okay, well, I mean, you know, listen, I don't know. So let's hear what she has.
This is my mission as your mayor. And I thank you for seeing me in this moment. One of the hardest moments of my life. I am a mother, a fighter, a survivor. And when my parents came to this country fleeing genocide, they never could have imagined that their daughter would one day be mayor of Oakland. I am my ancestors' wildest dreams, and I am your mayor, Mayor Sheng Tao. Thank you.
That's your mayor, Mayor Sheng Tsung, y'all. All right. Wow. Wow. That was impressive. That was nothing less than impressive.